Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Welcome back. You got Derek and Tiffany here from the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. We're glad that you tuned back in to this episode of Redevelop That. We had the great opportunity this week to sit down with Jason Andoja with TSK Architecture. So we'll be able to hear his thoughts and comments on Water Street and some other redevelopment and some exciting stuff that they work on here within the city and around the country. They do a lot of interesting projects, so it'll be fun to hear from Jason here shortly. But so Tiffany, what's going on here coming up around the next little bit?
We are getting into a really exciting time here in the Water Street District. All of our fall events are going to start rolling out. We have two more concerts left in our August Nights Latin concert series to catch Saturday, August 20th and August 27th at 8 p.m. And then we also have coming up right around the corner the Henderson Hot Rod Days car show. So for the car enthusiast out there, you still have a little bit of time to register your vehicles to be part of the event. And for our listeners, we'll have more information about when the event will be held and when you'll want to be down here on Water Street to enjoy all the classic cars.
Awesome. We've got a lot coming up. Yeah, winter coming into the fall is our busy season. So stay tuned for all the events coming up. And I think, of course, we still have the farmers markets on Thursdays, right?
Yes, those are still here.
Is it in the morning? Are they from 8 to 12?
In the morning. And right now, when it's so hot, we like to set them up over in front of the municipal court in Proctor Park. There's a little bit of shade.
You're on the grass. They're on the grass and in the shade. So that'd be awesome. Come on down and check those out. Fun farmers markets, and they get busier throughout the fall. Also, a lot of more vendors come out. So
they also sometimes you'll have to swing by and check weekly. But sometimes they have great food trucks, and you can pick up lunch while you're grabbing your produce for the week.
Awesome! That sounds like fun. Cool. Well, let's turn now to our interview this week with Jason Andoja with TSK Architecture. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the interview. Well, welcome back to Redevelop That with the City of Henderson Redevelopment Agency. Today we're at TSK Architecture with Jason Andoja. You are Vice President.
Yep.
Of TSK Architecture. So you guys are not just local.
Correct. We have four offices. So we consider our headquarters or main office to be here in Henderson. And then we also have offices in Reno, Los Angeles, and Phoenix. So our Reno office is similar to what we do as far as the types of projects, just smaller scale as far as the office. Our Los Angeles office primarily focuses on education, higher ed, and K-12. And then our Phoenix office is mostly focused on federal type projects.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys cover kind of a wide gamut of projects.
Mostly publicly funded projects, but within that we do a wide variety. Probably our top market would be education, specifically K-12, and then higher education. Yep.
So what's kind of some of the size in terms of what's some of the bigger projects that you've maybe worked on publicly funded when you...
So the recent one, the largest one we've worked on recently was the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Okay. Yep.
So we were part of, there was a number of architects on that, but we were the lead local architect leading the effort on that. So that was a $1 billion project.
Yeah.
So but we have the UNLV Medical School right now. We're doing a career technical academy with Clark County School District. We're also doing a large private high school in the LA area.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so we do some larger education projects, which is a lot of more than half of our work is probably in the education sector.
Oh, great.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
We need educated people, right?
So yeah,
we need
absolutely.
Places to educate them. But I know here locally, just with the convention center, that was a huge addition to that facility to be able to bring in the
conferences and those types of projects into the valley. And so,
yeah, absolutely. So we finished West Hall, the West Hall expansion, which was an additional 600,000 square feet of exhibit space.
Wow.
And then we have a lot more meeting room space, also 150,000 square feet of meeting room space. So that's complete and that's going very well. And then right now we're in the process of renovating the existing convention center, so over 2 million square feet on that side to be able to renovate and get that looking similar to the new West Hall. Yep.
Well, it's a far cry from what it used to be in back in the day.
So, absolutely, yeah.
It is a phenomenal facility now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with TSK?
I've been with TSK for 5.5 years.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. So I had, previous to TSK, I had my own firm. Mm-hmm. It was me and just a couple other people I had hired. So small firm. We did remodel work, some smaller ground up projects. And then I met with Wyndham Kimsey, our CEO and president, mm-hmm. 5.5 years ago. And he was looking to bring someone on in a leadership capacity. And the convention center, we're still pursuing that project.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I said, you know what? I talked to my wife because at first I got used to, because I was on my own for over 5 years also. Okay. And so you kind of get used to that. And I said, I don't know. And then I talked to my wife and she saw the stress of wearing all the hats that it takes to run a business. And she said, you know what? You can always go back out on your own, but this seems like a really good fit and something that you might want to take a deeper look at. So once again, as often happens, my wife had some wisdom and insight into the situation, and so yeah, it's been a fantastic experience being part of the TSK family.
It's good to have a business manager to bounce ideas off of, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly right. Yeah,
like that's probably a good idea.
Yep, so, exactly right. Yeah.
So have you always been in the Vegas market, or did you?
So I'm originally from Rhode Island,
born
and raised in Rhode Island, and then I went to Auburn University.
Okay.
So I was down south for architectural school, and then I moved back to, I was working for an architectural firm in Providence, and I thought I was going to be moving to probably either Boston or New York, more likely Boston, and then someone back in 2004-2005 kind of put a bug in my ear about Vegas and how it was booming and the types of projects and how they're really needing young architects. And so I visited in 2005 and all the firms were rolling out the red carpet. And I said, sure, I'll try this out for a year or two, you know? Yep. And now, you know, it's been 17 years that I've been here. Yeah.
So
yeah. So
Vegas has that effect on people.
It does. I'm not an unusual story of someone coming out thinking they're going to be here a couple of years, and then they're still here many years later. So married with family and kids in the, you know, schools here in Henderson, and just really, really love the community. It's been good.
So you live here in Henderson then?
I do.
That's even better. So we're glad to be talking to you.
No, yeah.
We like you for a lot of reasons. But,
sure.
You know, with the redevelopment especially, we've worked a lot with TSK, and you know, TSK has made a huge commitment to Water Street, our downtown redevelopment area. You know, what have you guys noticed coming down here on Water Street, being a business here on Water Street?
It's been really good. I mean, it really aligns with our values as a firm. You know, we're very much community focused, and how do we improve our community, right? Not just designing a building, but the design of that building and that space. How does it really impact our community in a positive way? So, you know, four or five years ago now, Wyndham Kimsey really had a vision for Water Street, shared with others. I mean, there's a lot of folks that poured into Water Street and saw the potential there, and Wyndham was no exception. And so moved the offices down. I came on board just as we were actually renting space across the street while this was being built.
Right.
So it was before my time, but he had a real vision and a commitment to that at a time when you know, some were still sort of doubtful about Water Street, to be candid. And he said, no, I really believe in this and the redevelopment of Water Street. It's a unique sort of urban fabric down here, urban experience.
Yeah.
And it's been fantastic. So we feel like we've helped, you know, in some way to really show what can be done, both not only from a mixed-use development with the coffee shop and sort of community space that we're in right now, but also aesthetically, you know, what what aesthetic value that could be brought down to Water Street to really raise that bar and that level of what it means to experience Water Street. So it's been really great. So when we have clients come or folks from the city come to the coffee shop, it's an opportunity to really show through the built environment and through our space really who we are and the values that we hold to being architects.
And I mean, you have definitely a unique when, you know, because a lot of times when people think of mixed use projects, they think vertically mixed, where you have a commercial office, you know, residential all stacked on top of each other, where you know, this mixed use, your project, which you just kind of finished up your final phase over here to the south of your offices, is a more of a horizontal mixing, where you have a residential commercial office mixed along the street rather than above.
Above it. You're right. It is somewhat more horizontal, but I think also the sort of the density of the development. It's not like you have sort of these pad sites and these buildings that are very much, you know, a lot of space in between them with parking in between. So it's horizontal but condensed, and I think it works. It works well, and we were hoping that it would encourage more of that along Water Street.
We're excited to see how your residential, the apartments you guys just finished up, how those turn out.
The first one's leased.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I think the top floor is leased, and the other two I'm sure will be in short order behind that one to be leased up. So
convince your wife you have to move down.
So one thing, I do talk about Water Street. I was just talking to someone yesterday about this, how him and his wife, or I think it was his girlfriend actually, before a few years ago, they really wouldn't come down to Water Street. They would kind of stay more in West Henderson or Green Valley area. And now he's like, we come down and the crowds are great and the venues are awesome. And so you're hearing that more and more. And that's true with us too, where I would come down here for work, but we weren't necessarily coming down beyond that. And now we are. It's really a destination that's exciting to see.
Absolutely. I know you guys as we see you walking up and down Water Street a lot, you and your coworkers checking out all the restaurants. You guys have a favorite or one that you frequent often?
We like them. I mean, Shinta's is fantastic, and Mackenzie River and Hardway Aids and Wands, if we can get in. And someone thought to make reservations 3 days in advance. So no, we really appreciate them all, and it's just great to have quality restaurants with really good food and a good environment, not only for us, but also when I'm meeting with clients or other decision makers in the community. It's just great to be able to have those options down here.
Absolutely. My wife and I just were down at Wands last night. So it was if you want to go there on a Tuesday night, you can get in real quickly. So
is that right?
So but I know every other time we've been there, it's like an hour waiting. You're like, oh man.
Exactly.
But that's good. It's good crowds and good opportunity for everybody to walk up and down Water Street and take in what it is going on.
Absolutely.
So I guess, with that, I guess in looking into the future, what does TSK look forward to in the future here on Water Street?
So I mean, as far as Water Street, we're always looking for those opportunities to help impact things in a positive way. We were involved with Civic Plaza, so we think that's a victory for Water Street and having a plaza where we can have the events and things. I mean, some of the theater and the musical performances, we're already starting to see the benefits of that. I know we're looking at potentially some tiny houses or something similar on Ocean Street here, so Ocean's 8, I think we're calling it.
Okay.
So that's a potential. And then we have a number of people come to us as sort of informal consultants, where they're looking to come down to Water Street and they just want to get some information on what that process looks like, even some ideas about, what they could do and how they can make that space great and sort of fit in with the momentum down here. So it's not always formal projects that we're looking to do, but it's also just being a resource for folks as they...
A lot of visioning and...
Give
them ideas of what you could potentially...
Yep, absolutely. And we're excited. We're working right now with Nevada State College on their master plan, and there's very much an interest between Nevada State and Water Street and kind of that town and gown, we call it, where the relationship between the college and how that can interact with downtown. So even talks about, are there ways to get student housing or other things connect, or how do students get from Nevada State College to Water Street. You know, there's a variety of ways they can do that through bicycle paths that are already kind of there, just need to become more known, right, and more used. And so, and then shuttle buses and some other things. And then the revitalization of Boulder Highway, that's going to be a great experience and help with that connection between the two. So we're excited to be part of that. And that's a project we have going on now that it's having us dig even deeper into how does Water Street, how does it even connect to those places outside of the immediate vicinity and can still help add energy to the to the urban fabric here.
Yeah, that's exciting. There's definitely we always are looking for kind of similar ways to find energy in other projects that are nearby that could bring, you know, that's the big thing about redevelopment areas is, you know, bringing people into the area and bringing, you know, revitalizing and bringing that economic factor kind of back to an area that has been missing. You mentioned the Boulder Highway being one of those big areas that, you know, has seen a heyday and a time when it needs a little bit of love and attention. And hopefully it's exciting to hear that you guys are being able to be a part of that. And helping with Boulder Highway is a big task.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think part of it is there's so much history to this area too. Like you mentioned Boulder Highway, kind of what it used to be, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think even with, you know, the generations today, like really helping them not only have beautiful, great spaces to be in, but also help them sort of connect to the narrative and the story of what Henderson is, right?
Yeah.
And helping them connect to some of the history of Henderson, I think is also a wonderful opportunity that we also talk about and look for those opportunities to be able to see that to fruition in different ways.
Your guys' building in particular, you know, I think is a great example of, in terms of architecture, you know, that's something here on Water Street that, you know, we've tried to expand the vision of, but still pay homage to the idea of where we came from as a community. You know,
right.
How did we grow? You know, we started out as a manufacturing, as a company town, basically, to support the mining processes and support war efforts, but then have transformed into, you know, into a second largest. I like to tout it. You know, the second largest city in the state of Nevada.
Sure.
But that grew, you know, from that heritage, and to be able to be, like I said, pay homage to that through architecture, and I think especially this part of Southern Nevada, of that, you know, coming out of that that modern era of, you know, the Hoover Dam construction, but then, you know, having groups like you as architects being able to recognize and to bring elements back to the areas. You know, it's been amazing and add a little color to it.
So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, with that, you know, you talk about, you know, a lot of your efforts are in education, and have you worked in any other redevelopment areas outside of Water Street or in other communities? You mentioned you're in LA. I imagine, well, LA doesn't have redevelopment anymore, but you'll probably work in some neighborhoods that
So we've done, some of the school work we do are really what they call modernization, right? So we're going into schools that have just, you know, long overdue for repairs and sort of getting them up to modern, a modern space, and a space that's really going to help facilitate a great educational experience. So we do a lot of modernization projects in that area. Then we've also done, like, Topaz comes to mind. It's a apartment complex with mixed use below.
Okay.
And that was sort of an infill, sort of mid-rise piece that we're able to have the opportunity to you know, renovate some, or build new, but really make it something that was special and kind of help turn that area around. Some of the schools we've done here locally, like Rex Bell and Lincoln, those were in areas that, you know, where the schools were just once again just needed more than TLC. I mean, we were able to create new schools and great spaces, but really pay homage to, once again, the history and the context of those areas and the culture and all those things that kind of go into a great building. So yeah, we've redevelopment are great opportunities, whether it's here in Henderson or in Southern Nevada or even elsewhere. We're doing Heroes Memorial upgrade up in Reno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
awesome.
that one, once again, you know, paying homage to our veterans, mm-hmm. And redevelopment project up there. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
So we have an eye towards those opportunities and really, really appreciate those for sure.
Wow, that's
yeah.
awesome. Wow,
yeah.
That's exciting. You guys are able to get involved in those types of projects. And those are exciting when you're able to kind of go into an older area and find that cool property that has a lot of potential to it. And,
yeah.
You know, add your touch in flavor to
yeah,
that area.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's interesting too, because you'll see like even the scale of spaces or the way that they're constructed, it's sometimes they're very much different than mm-hmm. than what we see today. And so you're able to sort of celebrate those, and people are like, wow, that's really cool, and that was built, you know, 50 years ago, whatever. Yeah,
mm-hmm. that's the exciting part about architecture, is you know, being able to envision that and bring that life back to a property or to a building that, you know, had its heyday, but it still has more life to it.
Sure, absolutely.
So, yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time today, and kind of a wrap up kind of question is because I know you probably work like a 24/7 shift sometimes when you're working in architecture, you pull all nighters. But in your spare time, what kind of hobbies do you like to do? Or
so I love spending time with my family. Good. I do, but. I actually just got into fishing. So I've been going. We used to go to Utah quite a bit and go fishing up there. But I started fishing at Lake Mead, and so we've got a little 12-foot Gregor aluminum boat, and put a 20-horsepower motor on the back, and take my son. And
awesome.
Once my wife was like, once a year's enough on that. But I'll take my son out. And the only thing is, though, I tell some of the people who fish in other parts of the country, I say, it's not often you go to a body of water and the shoreline changes so much where you had a great fishing spot and 3 months later it's dry land now. You know what I mean? So talk about an experience that really puts into perspective some of the challenges we have from a resource perspective. But I do enjoy it out there. It's beautiful, and that's something we enjoy doing as a family. So
it could be very exciting in a 12-foot boat on Lake Mead. So,
not if it's too windy. Then
I've been out on there when they've seen 24-foot boats that are going vertical just in the waves. So,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's fun. There's a lot of good fishing on Lake Mead, and especially get out on there. And that's a good time. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, I wish you well in your fishing efforts, but also wish you well in your guys' future here on Water Street and TSK. And I really appreciate your time coming on, being on our podcast. So.
Oh, I'm honored to be a part of it, and thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jason, for sitting down with us. That was an awesome interview. Great to hear what you have going on, what TSK you guys work on a lot of wonderful projects, and I know you've done a lot of visioning and planning type efforts for the Water Street area, and it sounds like you got a lot more in the pipeline coming up. And so we're excited to see what you guys have coming up here in the next little while with some of the projects you have planned. And so thanks again for sitting down with us and sharing your thoughts. And Jason, I hope you catch a few more fish out there on the lake while you're out and about. So. For all you listeners out there who are taking the opportunity to sit down and listen to this podcast, we're grateful for your taking your time to listen in. And again, if you are interested in being a guest on our podcast, Redevelop That, please feel free to email me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, @cityofhenderson.com.
And if you want to see some of the projects that Jason and his colleagues at TSK have been working on that are changing the face of our downtown, or just see what other projects are working on in general, visit tska.com.
That's tska.com. So, yep, TSK Architecture, great firm. So, excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking your time to listen in here briefly and hear from another one of our great businesses on the Water Street area and within one of our redevelopment areas. So come on back. We got a few more interviews coming up here pretty quickly. We have Tim Brooks with Emerald Island Casino coming up, and also Scott Muehlrath with the Henderson Chamber of Commerce, that we were able to sit down with them and hear their thoughts on business life and growing a business and a casino and moving businesses here into the Henderson area. So come on back and catch us in our next couple of episodes. We're excited to have them on. So thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you soon.